This is the Half Smart Podcast.
Does it get easier?
No. Yes. It gets easier. And the more you know who you are and what you want, the less you let things upset you.
I just don't know what I'm supposed to be.
Welcome to episode 13, y'all. Dude, that was a nice track. I can't believe you fucking made that, dude. How long did that take you?
Maybe like 10 minutes. I mean, I didn't make the beat, but I mean, I took the audio, downloaded the audio, downloaded the fucking movie scene, converted it. Just put it on there, like, that's kind of what I like to do.
Yeah, dude. That's such a good movie. I haven't seen it in forever, but damn.
Yeah, I have it on DVD, so it's like, I was watching the other night, and I was thinking, man, I could take some audio clips. Like, I like watch, there's, like, movies, you know, you like to watch. There's some of them I want to, like, there's scenes and, like, what they say, like, their quotes. So I want to, like, take that and put it in a song and then maybe, like, rap about this kind of subject and stuff. Yeah. So since I got this MacBook, I'm gonna start getting more into making music again. Like, I think I might try to take it a little more serious than I did in high school, just because I was fucking around a lot, just having fun. But this time I might, you know, just kind of keep it to myself and just see what I can make.
Hell yeah, dude, that's awesome. I think making things, using your brain and
being creative is like a necessity, like,
yeah, dude. And I think a lot of us just don't do that or forget to do that, forget like how much joy it brings you.
I think what happens is the older we get, the more we suppress the idea of being creative, because, you know, society, we conform to society and working and everything like that. So, like, yeah, that's what I noticed.
It just took gets away. Pushed to the side, you know.
Yeah, I know. Like, since you let me, like, use that camera, I have only really taken pictures today, but, like, it gives me motivation to, like, maybe tomorrow. I don't work till 2:30, so I'm thinking I'm going to go to Portland and take some pictures.
Hell yeah, dude. Mm-hmm. Sounds fun, man.
Yeah, I'm, like, having the MacBook, and now I can, like, maybe I'll fucking make some songs tonight. And then also, I was thinking about I might go shoot some clips tomorrow, like video clips, downtown Portland. I think I can make a podcast video, music video, something, you know?
Hell yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, we want to do a lot more with this, make it the Half Smart Cast into more than just a podcast.
Yeah, dude, like, I think if now, like, I have this legit setup with your camera and this MacBook that I can, like, really put some ideas to work and try to get us some more media to, 'cause, you know, I like seeing those cool videos and shit on Instagram, so I was thinking we can make our own and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, dude, easy. And the fact that it seems like we're both gonna have more time in the future, so.
I mean, yeah, like I'm getting internet, like, tomorrow off internet, so, like, I have all that available now. I can fucking just.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, like, the impact of having this MacBook is crazy, because you just can't do the same stuff you can do on a MacBook as, like, a crappy little fucking Google Chrome. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, well, I mean, you might be able to, but this is just a lot easier.
It's so user-friendly. Yeah. Holy shit.
Well, speaking of that, dude, we want to do some more breweries, too, and more some brew tours. Hopefully we can line those up, too. But give me, like, your top 5 breweries around here, man. What do you think?
All right. How about this? I'm going to give you a top 5 beginners, drinker, breweries, and then, like, a top 3 behind the scenes you've been drinking for a while breweries.
I like that.
Top 5. Number 1, obviously, Great Notion. If you don't even like drinking beer, you're going to like their beer, yeah. So go there.
Bring your girl there. Bring your girl's fucking girl.
Yeah, that's a date for sure. A date to get your girl to like beer. Number 2, for, like, beer out here. Oh, man, Ecliptic. That's actually a good scene, because their beer is pretty good and they have really good food.
Mm-hmm.
Number 3 for... Oh man, I just like Portland beer, but... fucking... Oh, man. Number three, I guess we'll say Vancouver, fucking Brothers Cascadia, just because, ooh, like, the vibe there is pretty chill. They have good beer. Now that's winter, it might be not as good, but, like, in the summertime, they have the outdoor area where you can, you know, do the fucking game with the bags. Can't remember what it's called.
Oh, yeah. Cornhole.
Yeah, cornhole. And then they have food carts out front, so that's dang. So that's my number three. My number four, in Portland. Fucking, man. A lot of spots I go to are, like, just, like, tap houses, too.
Yeah.
Number four, like, good place to go, like, tap house wise, I guess, because, you know, there's a lot of breweries, but also tap houses are dope. Bailey's Tap Room, it's in downtown Portland near, like, the Roseland.
Okay.
That's got, like, 32 different kinds of beers on there. Mm-hmm. So, like, if you're already downtown partying, you can go there and drink good beer and then leave there and go to
Mary's or something. Yeah, go to
Mary's, man. Number five, it's in Vancouver. Their beer's picked up a lot since, like, I've known their beer. Trapdoor.
Oh, yeah.
It's, like, right downtown Vancouver. So, like, say you wanted to start your night early, you could go there and drink a couple good beers and walk on down to wherever you want to go downtown Vancouver.
Dude, I saw Trapdoor has, like, a commercial out.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it, dude. Their shit's picking up.
Good for them, man.
And, like, a couple spots that's, like, if you've been drinking nice beer and you won't feel like going the extra mile. So, Bailey's Tap Room, there's little sidewalk you walk down, and in the back, there's, a door that's kind of hidden. You go up that door. It's fucking called a... What's it called? Fuck, I can't remember what the fuck it's called. But anyways, there's a place above Bailey's Tap Room that serves, like, they got, like, 8 taps.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you took me there, I think.
Yeah, and it's fucking 8 taps, special beer, and they have all these bottles on the wall you can buy and stuff and drink, so that's fucking... That's a pretty good spot. And then my other spot for, like, good, you've been drinking beer, Belmont Station.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's got really good tap list, and then also just their store is so massive, so, I mean, you can just go there and grab a 6-pack of whatever and go home and try it all. It's cool there.
All right, I'll give my top five.
All right, I might try to look that up.
All right, yeah, look it up. I got Great Notion on there, easy. I love Ecliptic, but I think I loved Old Town too. I've only been there twice.
Oh,
but
yeah, I forgot about Old Town, man.
They got good merch. They got a good spot too. It's in it's on MLK in North Portland. But I love fucking Grains of Wrath too, just because it's a local spot. Man, Grains of Wrath. We got to go there next weekend if you're down.
Oh, yeah. Oh, by the way, Upper Lip. That's what's
called. Upper Lip, all right.
Yeah, we should go to Grains of Wrath next weekend. Why not?
Yeah, hell yeah. We got awesome beer. And 5440. I fucking love their beer too. Yeah. Awesome spot. Places I want to try, Bear Lick Brewing. Portland.
Their beer's alright.
I've never had it, but I want to go there.
Yeah, might as well.
And I don't know, man. I want to try it all.
Ex Novo.
Yeah.
It's so hard because they have so much good beer, but, like, I think the tap rooms, there's, like, the best bang for your buck because you go there. Especially, oh, yeah. Bailey's.
Dude, I forgot Lewitt, too. I love going to Lewitt. Oh,
yeah, I like Lewitt.
I haven't been in there in, like, 6 months or so, but... Anyways, those are our lists.
Yeah.
Message us your guys if you have any.
What else? Yeah, I think we got a couple topics on the...
What's next? I know you sent me that video of you listening to that PMA book.
Oh, yeah.
Mental Attitudes.
PMA, it's a book by John Joseph. He wrote Evolution of a Cro-Magnon. He wrote Meet Us for Pussies. I mean, I just started the book. I'm, like, probably half hour in. And I've listened to it off and on just because... It's a big book. He talks a lot in it. Like, it's a lot about just...
It has a lot of words.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a story. It's a, like, it's a self-help book. And then just, like, he just talks about, like, you can't, like, focus on the negatives in your life or you're just going to be negative. And mm-hmm. just saying, like, he knows people that fucking their saying is, They're above ground today, so it's a good day.
Just another day.
So it's like, man, like, if that puts in perspective for you, it's like,
yeah,
you got all these problems, but I mean, you're still alive and you're still living life. And then, I mean, we all kind of have a hard time being positive and, you know, forgiving and stuff. It's just like thinking of just like stones in your shoe, you know, like a rock stuck in your shoe of a negative thought or a negative memory. Yeah. It's like, it's going to keep bothering you until you finally get the fucking rock out of your shoe and start walking, right? So, and he used that as a metaphor, and I get the metaphor. It's like, man, you, if you're stuck on this one little negative thing, it's going to bother you. Mm-hmm. And then once you move past it, and you're fine again. And,
yeah.
I mean, in my life, I'm battling that right now, so.
Dude, I think we all battle that, man. It's hard.
Yeah, I mean, life's hard. It's fucking life.
It's all, I mean, but it's so easy to be happy, too, just to appreciate things, and you just have to practice that.
Yeah, it's, you know, you can fucking be angry, you can choose to appreciate life.
Yeah, for sure. But one thing I really don't appreciate is those dating apps, dude.
Yeah, I'm with you. I honestly feel like I never want to go on those things.
Dude, I,
Well,
I can't because I've been kicked off a lot of them, but...
Well, good for you for trying, I guess. It just seems like such a waste of time.
It is, dude. It's, like,
Man, it's just...
Like, I've harped on this, but it's the leftovers, dude.
It's like, man, why are you on this app? If you're a girl and you're on this app, what are you doing? If you're a guy on this app, well, we all know what you're doing if you're a guy on this app. But it's just like, man.
Well, dude, there's people that fall in love. Fucking Anthony and Sarah. They got married. Met on Tinder.
I know, but they met each other. They knew each other from high school.
Yeah, but still.
I mean, yeah, there's those crazy incidences. But, man, I just don't think I want to find the love of my life on Tinder.
No, dude, I don't think you should.
Like,
be looking for someone like that.
Yeah, that's what I mean, man. No way. That's not. And then my favorite thing is when the girl has a bio and it's like, not here for hookups. Bitch, what the fuck are you here for then?
Here for free
dinners. You're not gonna fucking meet a boyfriend on this shit, man. Now you, oh man, and don't even get me started on fucking pigs that are on this fucking thing.
Oh god.
I literally just, I can't do them anymore, man. I'm not fucking trying.
I'm off them, dude. I swear I'm off.
I fucking can't. No.
You get on your phone, you start like closet swipe. Yeah. I can't help it, man.
It's an addiction. There, no, seriously though. Don't ever. It's just fucking, just if you're so, if you want to meet someone, just go to the fucking bar.
Yeah. Just
hit them up on fucking Instagram.
If you want to meet your old professor, just go to the bar.
Hey. More power to you. I just, yeah, man. You know, you got like this image of a love story in your head, and Tinder's not part of that love story, bro.
Yeah.
You know, you just kind of, you watch all those love movies, man, and you just kind of want to.
Yeah, that's,
you wanna fucking meet someone in line at a bagel shop, you know? You don't want to fucking,
or like Starbucks or something.
Yeah, you know, you don't want to fucking just
sit on your ass.
Yeah, like, fucking
rubbing your cock and
yeah. Just no, slapping. No, no, maybe, yes, no.
All right, you message them. Okay, I want to come over.
Hey, no reply. Yep, looks like it wasn't meant to be. It's like me, man. It's just fucking dumb. You can't get to fucking know anyone like that. I mean, sure, if you're just trying to bang, cool, but like, man, if you're trying to get a girlfriend or just like, you know, find the love of your life, just let it happen more organically, more casually.
You know, yeah, that's what I've learned, dude. It's like, you can't just go out there fucking searching for stuff. Just let it happen.
Yeah, man, you can't be lurching, searching for fucking, oh, come on, baby. No, man.
Come on, girl.
Yeah, come on. Come on.
Let's go. No, make it hurt so good. That reminds me of Rockin' Raymond, dude. The fucking, he's a local at the Renegades Bar and Grill downtown Vancouver.
Oh god, Renegades.
Come dude, on, baby. I think make my it favorite hurt so good.
I think my favorite shitty bar is Donnell's, just because like,
oh dude, man. Donnell's is always an interesting time.
You never know what freak you're gonna fucking see in there, and the fucking bouncer is a fucking chick with a mullet. Oh my god.
I saw Jacob Tracy there last weekend, dude.
I was with you, yeah.
Yeah, he was singing.
He was like singing by himself.
Too sexy for my shit.
I mean, you gotta be fucking trash if you're like fucking willing to go up there and sing that shit. Man, I mean, I've never really been like that fucked up, but I just don't want to get that fucked up. And like the problem is, like, the best night for me to go out is Friday night, and then Saturday morning I go pick up my kids, so it's not like I can get fucking blackout drunk.
Come on, kids. Today you got a hangover. We're gonna be fucking doing nothing all day. We're sleeping all day.
Yeah.
Goddamn sleep. You guys take any naps? God damn it.
Yeah, that's not what I want to do. So, like, I mean, I'll get fucked up, but I, like, to the point where I'm like, I should just fucking drink some Pedialyte now. Yeah, Colton said he was fucking hungover as shit the next day.
He probably doesn't drink very much.
No, he doesn't. And then I was like, dude, what? He's like, I didn't drink any water. And I was like, dude, I fucking drank water and I chugged Pedialyte.
Yeah, Pedialyte's pretty key.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Well, you got any last remarks here, dude?
No, man, but stay tuned for new Young Nemo, but it's not Young Nemo anymore. I got a new rap name.
Oh, and you're not going to let it go right now, right? Or are you?
Should I let it go right now?
It's your call, bud.
All right. It's a little gay, but it's called, my new rap name is called Lil Sad.
Little sad.
Ooh. I'm just a little sad, you know what I'm saying?
All right, I like that, dude. And stay tuned for some better content, more videos.
Yeah, more visuals, man.
We want to produce a series too, like a mini series, and put out some music. So
yeah, man,
we're excited about what's coming up. So
yeah,
cheers, guys.
Cheers. Thanks for listening.